Dennis Prager to testify before Senate about big tech speech suppression. By Lucas Nolan on July 8, 2019. Conservative radio host, author, and co-founder of PragerU Dennis Prager is set to testify before the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution about big techs on July 16. The Hollywood Reporter reports that conservative radio host and author Dennis Prager is set to testify before the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution chaired by Senator Ted Cruz on July 16. Prager is set to release a documentary on free speech that he produced alongside comedian Adam Carolla in a few months. The movie titled No Safe Spaces focuses on political correctness on college campuses, a topic which Carolla already commented on at a congressional hearing 2 years ago. Prager's nonprofit organization PragerU, which produced short, informative videos on political, economic and philosophical topics, has claimed to be censored online on multiple occasions, even taking YouTube to court over the alleged censorship. Prager commented on this, stating, "At PragerU, 80 of our videos are on YouTube's restricted list. So if you have filters against pornography and violence, you can't see them. But not a one has anything approaching violence or porn. Among those on the list, It Boggles the Mind, is an introduction to the Ten Commandments. You can't think of something more innocent than that. But they're all innocent." Alan Dershowitz, a lifelong liberal Democrat, has a PragerU video on the founding of Israel. "Why would that be lumped into pornography? Because the left hates Israel, that's why. It's as simple as that." Senator Ted Cruz has invited a number of guests to testify before the subcommittee, but this list has yet to be made public. Prager commented on the censorship conservatives face from companies such as Facebook, Google, and Twitter, stating, "They utterly suppress James Wood's Twitter account because he's a witty conservative. But there are so many examples. It wasn't long ago that liberals and conservatives agreed on a few things, and free speech was one of them. But unlike liberals, the left has never been an advocate of free speech. And now liberals have caved into the left, with exceptions like Dave Rubin and Alan Dershowitz. But this is the biggest threat in the history of the Republic, because there's only one conduit of any significance to free speech, and that's Google. This is a very big deal." YouTube posted a tweet claiming that it treats all content creators on the platform equally, to which PragerU responded, "See you in court." Breitbart News reached out to PragerU for further comment on the report at the time. A representative for PragerU replied, "The recent developments and leaks from Google insiders make it even more clear that they are intentionally targeting PragerU, simply because we are conservative. This is why we sued Google and YouTube, and we look forward to using this new evidence when we meet in court in late August. Google is a bully and continues to lie about being a neutral public platform while deliberately targeting conservatives. They need to be held accountable, and we will continue to fight back both in the courtroom and in the court of public opinion. It's disturbing that the entire mainstream media has completely ignored the issue of big tech censorship against conservatives. It's clear the media doesn't care about free speech, and they only care about pushing their left-wing agenda." Read more about the situation here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.